From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Vote counting continues in several key states days after Election Day. And as of now, in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 15,000 votes. In Georgia, Biden's edge is more than 4,000 votes. And in Nevada, his already large lead expanded to more than 20,000. Republicans are accusing Pennsylvania authorities of election fraud and claiming that they were not allowed to have observers, even as police foiled a potential plot by armed men who were headed to the convention center where vote counting is taking place. Crowds have been gathered in Philadelphia for days since the election, with a dueling protests by Black Lives Matter activists and others demanding to count every vote, alongside Trump supporters demanding that they stop the count. Senator Lindsey Graham has personally donated $500,000 to the Trump campaign's legal fund as the president attempts to salvage his re-election by any means necessary. We go now to Philadelphia to speak with Representative Chris Rabb, serving in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and he represents District 200. He just won re-election. His district covers parts of Philadelphia. Also with us, Carolyn Fiddler, one of the nation's foremost experts in state politics. She's also communications director at Daily Kos, and she writes This Week in State House Action, a newsletter that provides updates on state politics to thousands of reporters, political operatives, and observers each week. Welcome to the program, Chris and Carolyn.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, Chris. Representative Rabb, you just won a re-election. Your district helped to turn Pennsylvania from red to blue. Tell me what you're feeling today and what the situation is in Philadelphia right now. Our vote counting still continues.
Well, I got to tell you how excited I am to be part of the movement that made Donald Trump a one-term president and ended the rise of fascism in this country. We had a serious weight on our shoulders as Philadelphians because our turnout was not so great 4 years ago. And we felt like we had a job to do, and we did it. And specifically African-American voters, women and men in the African-American community, showed up and showed out, and we put Pennsylvania over the top. And I feel very excited about that, representing a majority Black district that also has the highest voter turnout in the entire state.
Wow. So currently, the count for Joe Biden is 15,044 more votes than Trump. Last night, we saw those numbers edging. I don't know if you, like me and probably many, many people around the nation, watched Trump's lead of tens of thousands of votes get smaller and smaller and smaller sometime during the night. That flipped. Similarly, in Georgia, of course, by smaller margins, that flip happened. So I want to turn to Carolyn. I'm wondering what your response is to Republicans and President Trump who are watching this flip and arguing that something nefarious is happening because of these results flipping.
Well, the thing is, they've been telling us for months, Trump and Republicans, that this was exactly what they were going to try to do. They were going to try to cast doubt on mail-in ballots because they knew that those ballots were not going to swing their way. They knew that a lot of Democrats were requesting these mail-in ballots. Definitely true in Pennsylvania and true in most other states around the country. And so we were going to end up with this red mirage, which was in-person voters tended to skew Republican, and those votes get counted first in places like Pennsylvania specifically, but not only in Pennsylvania. Mail-in ballots can't get counted. The count doesn't start until election day itself. And it takes time to count those ballots. I mean, think about a mail-in ballot. It comes in an envelope. You have to open it. You have to unfold it. You have to run it through the machine. That takes time.
And so, Republicans in many states, including Pennsylvania, prevented election authorities from starting the count earlier than election day, even though ballots were coming in, right?
Exactly right.
Yes. I actually introduced legislation to allow for pre-canvassing 15 days before There was talk about doing it 3 weeks ahead of time, and it was all shut down because they knew that they had to get in line with the church, which was to sow doubt so that they could buy time to potentially steal the election, because they knew that Democrats would vote early. And as a result, they would know how quickly they would lose, right? Because that's really what we're talking about here. If we had pre-canvassing, we would have results much quicker, and that would look very bad for Trump. And his last-ditch effort is to appeal to the courts for something that I don't even think the most conservative courts will abide by, which is denying people's right to vote who voted on time up to and including Election Day. This does not include any of the ballots that the state Supreme Court said should be counted that were postmarked by November 3rd, but received the Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday thereafter.
I want to just pick out what the argument is by some Republicans now. It seems as though this is Sean Hannity's idea, because, of course, unfortunately, Fox News tends to set the White House's agenda, and senators like Lindsey Graham and potentially Ted Cruz have seem to be playing ball, which is that they're claiming that election observers were not allowed to observe vote counting in Pennsylvania. Carolyn, I'm wondering if you know about this and whether they are really talking about redoing Pennsylvania's election based on this.
That the claims about observers not being allowed in is just false. You can't just like walk up and say, I want to observe a vote count. You have to be a resident of a state. You have to be qualified. And there are observers of both parties observing these ballot counts. Like that is completely legit and completely above board. And Republican claims to the contrary are just lies. And I wish more networks would call them out straightforwardly as such. And Pennsylvanians have already voted and their votes are still being counted. This election is still, the election has happened, but votes from that election are still being counted. There is no need for another election until the next election.
And the margin of error is quite large. In Georgia, I can understand. I mean, there are laws about this. When there are two candidates whose vote margin is within a certain percentage, I believe in Georgia it's 1%, it triggers a recount. So, okay, in Georgia, there could be a recount, not a redo of the election, but a recount in Pennsylvania. Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity are talking about a redo of the entire election. Representative Rabb, I'm wondering whether you think that this is an attempt by Trump and his supporters to invalidate the vote of communities of color. Because in Arizona, they want the count to continue. In Pennsylvania, right, they want the count to stop.
It's almost as though Donald Trump is a hypocrite. You ask very reasonable questions, but we're talking about a very unreasonable and unstable man. And all of his policies, all of his rhetoric has leaned towards white supremacy, patriarchy, and fascism. So they will do anything they can do. They have plenty of money. They have plenty of supporters. And it's worth noting that despite Biden winning the popular vote, and that's going to be uncontested, 5 million new voters chose to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Chose to vote for Donald Trump. 5 million new voters. That is deeply, deeply disturbing. And we need to figure out what's going on here beyond, we need to dig down and find out, because there are going to be many, many people who believe whatever he says. And that's going to cause even further destabilization of our democracy and our society as a whole. And I'm concerned about, frankly, white vigilante violence towards folks in Philadelphia and other urban centers, because let me tell you, I was out for 8 hours, 4 hours today and 4 hours yesterday at 12th and Arch in front of the Pennsylvania Convention Center. And I was, you know, within certainly beyond 6 feet away from very angry, despondent Trumpists. And it was a scary thing to peer into their eyes. And I fear, based on what they've done in the past, that could escalate because they don't get what they want.
Carolyn, the election is essentially won by Biden. People are referring to him as presumptive President-elect Biden. However, there is yet another election that takes place in December, right, when the electors cast their ballots. This is the Electoral College, where 270-plus votes go, you know, the victor gets 270-plus votes. What are you hearing from Republicans about using that process to potentially thwart the election in Trump's favor?
There has been talk about this back, especially in the late summer, early fall. There was real speculation by real Republican officials that they might take a look at the laws allowing allowing electors to be appointed by the winner of the popular vote versus the state legislature. In the Constitution, it very explicitly says the state legislature appoints electors. However, that has been interpreted over time to indicate the state legislature gets to select the method by which electors are selected, and they've all chosen the popular vote, with the exception of Maine and Nebraska, who allocate it by congressional district. They're outliers. And this is completely unconstitutional and illegal, and it violates all kinds of due process. This scheme that they kind of cooked up to have a state legislature throw out the results of an election as failed or somehow suspect, and then have a GOP-controlled legislature, like the one in Pennsylvania, appoint Trump electors instead. This is completely bogus. It would get just annihilated in lawsuits. However, that has never stopped Republicans from doing anything in state legislatures. They have a long and storied history of doing whatever they think they can get away with and just waiting in the courts to strike them down.
Now, Chris Rabb, I see that you're nodding your head. What do you think could happen in Pennsylvania? And in general, in terms of state politics, it seems as though Republicans have, in many state houses around the country, really effectively undermined democracy. I mean, you talk about not just these state electors and what they're thinking about doing, but of course, all the way through to issues around voting rights.
Oh, absolutely. And it's because, in great part, gerrymandering. Pennsylvania is in the top three states that are ridiculously
right.
Gerrymandered. In Pennsylvania, it's specifically benefiting Republicans. There are a million fewer registered Republicans than Democrats in the state. And yet they've been controlling the state house for essentially 30 years. I think there's about 4 years in the past three decades where Democrats were in power. That is deeply problematic, and it's not representative of the demography or the will of the majority of the electorate. And people have to understand the history of gerrymandering, particularly its impact on Black and brown communities. And this is why we have this level of nonsense, because they have literally rigged the system to benefit their party and their supporters. And they will do everything they can to demand that power. And I should also mention that, you know, these are folks I work with. So this is not hearsay. This is not anecdotal. This is my toxic workplace. When we had a blue tsunami in 2018, we shrunk the margin from, 20 seats to 9 seats in one term. It was great. But since they control the Speaker of the House and they have the votes, they actually put more Republicans on committees than before.
Wow.
Not fewer, to make it around parity. They've done all kinds of things to basically infect the institution itself. And it reminded me of my time on Capitol Hill when I joined the White House Conference on Small Business the week that Newt Gingrich took over after 40-year dominance by Democrats. And he basically put salt in the fields and destroyed all the fiefdoms that existed and consolidated power. And that's what a lot of Republicans are doing in state legislatures and have done for some time. But because state legislatures, other than, Carolyn, who has a lot of love and expertise around this, most people, it's a snore fest. They're not interested in what's going on at the state level.
Right. And that's why she writes a newsletter. to, right. In fact, Caroline, I'll ask you later to give out information about that newsletter. But we find out during these elections in particular the importance of state-level politics. So in this moment, when we're seeing these vote counts happening, what needs to happen to send a message to Republican state lawmakers that the nation is watching? I mean, we have the count every vote rallies that are taking place in cities around the country. Are those enough?
Those are important. Are they enough? That is a fraught question. They are important, and it's amazing that they're happening because state lawmakers have a lot of political power, but they're not voters. They're not the nature of a state. These movements do make a difference. But Republicans, when they're in charge, they have a tendency to not care. Back in the middle of this past decade, Moral Mondays became a big thing in North Carolina. There was this massive movement, weekly protests at the state capitol, because Republicans were just, steamrolling over people's civil rights, willy-nilly, and restricting voting rights in a very targeted anti-black and brown person way. In fact, they were called out by the Supreme Court specifically for doing so in a very targeted way against African Americans. And I wish that this were just peculiar to Pennsylvania, but it is nationwide. And Republicans are poised not just to redraw districts for themselves, to lock themselves into power, and for the U.S. House to lock Republicans into power there, but they are creating voting laws. They are making it harder to cast ballots. Everything that we saw sort of in the short term in a microcosm right in the run-up to this election has been happening just more broadly and will continue to happen as Republicans look for new ways to try and consolidate their own power, because they can't hold it like the old fashioned way through like winning elections. They have to rig the game.
Chris, you got reelected on November 3rd by a large margin, but the Democratic Party's hope for turning state houses from red to blue did not transpire. Why?
Oh my goodness. If I knew that, I'd be a high price consultant. I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that in all the polling that Democrats did statewide, there were a lot of people who lied to them, who did not want to admit that they like Donald Trump because they know he's a racist. And I think there's some level of self-awareness to say, I don't want the person on the other side of the phone to know that I like racism and I benefit from it, because just the level of, I mean, the turnout for Democrats was ridiculous, but the turnout for Republicans was really high too. And what does that mean? What does that mean? It's not like they turned out just for their own state, level races.
I mean, what I'm trying to say is you won re-election. Joe Biden looks like he's winning presidential race. Why did other Democrats running for state level, for state assemblies and state houses of representatives, state senates, and why did they not win in large enough numbers to become majorities in their chambers?
It's gerrymandering.
Right.
It's hugely important and not enough.
So the system is rigged against them.
The system is rigged. But there's also, I think there's people who now feel a little self-conscious about supporting a misogynist, a xenophobe, a white supremacist. And so they don't want to admit to people outside of their families or close-knit circles that they like somebody who's so awful because they don't mind him. And they think that for whatever reason, direct or indirect, it benefits them. And I think it's a conversation that is going to happen among members of the white electorate and decide what's going on. I, as a black person, I can't get my head around it. Like, we overwhelmingly vote for the right candidate every election cycle. But there's a deeper level that is not being found out in these polls. Well, polls were not accurate.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Caroline, how can people find your newsletter?
They can follow me on Twitter at CFIDD. And there's a link, my pinned tweet. You can just sign up right there or just email me and I'll add you to the list.
And we'll post that to our list as well. I want to thank the two of you so much for joining us today. My guests have been Representative Chris Rabb, who just won re-election to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and Caroline Fidler, one of the nation's foremost experts in state politics, also communications director at Daily Cost. She writes the newsletter This Week in State White House action. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, find our audio podcast on iTunes, and now Spotify.